Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, happy Thanksgiving if you're listening on Thursday, and thank you for joining us for a brief devotional, a look at the Word of God on this Thanksgiving day. And we are going to be reading from Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, which say, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him." I love this little passage. It's one of my go-to if I want to kind of give a talk on worship because, well, it's, you know, so conspicuous. They're singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That's something that we should do. And this is not written to the choir. This is not written to musicians. This is written to believers. This is written to the church. The church is to be a singing group of people. And I think we see two reasons here why we are to sing. One of which is that it teaches us. Teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. Okay, and how do we do that? Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. I've said, and I stole this from somebody, that songs are portable theology. That you may not remember the 3 points of the message you heard on Sunday, but you probably got one of those songs stuck in your head, and you're singing it throughout the week. You're bringing the truth of the Word of God in lyrical, musical form with you as you go about singing that, "As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord." Or singing that, you know, "One word from you, things change on your authority." Or, "He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords." I could quote any number of the songs that we sing on a Sunday morning that contain beautiful truths about God, about ourselves, that we need to remember throughout the week, not just on Sundays when we show up to church. But there's another reason here. This talk about singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs is surrounded by commands from Paul through the Holy Spirit to be thankful. And thankfulness is something that we almost feel like is involuntary. Something good happens to us and we feel grateful. Well, then what would be the point of Paul telling us that we ought to be grateful, that we ought to be a thankful people? It seems to be a habit, a practice that we can get better at, that we can choose to do. Be thankful. And very often, the words and the songs and the affect of singing together as a church, it stirs our emotions. It reminds us of who God is, and it causes us to feel gratitude. But Paul here says that we should choose to be grateful. It seemed to indicate that we have a reason to be grateful no matter what is going on. And we know that that is true based on the Word of God, that God is always good, that God is working all things for our good. So even as we celebrate this Thanksgiving holiday, there are some of us that might not feel very cheerful, might not feel very joyful. Maybe during this holiday season, you're missing a loved one that has gone to be with the Lord, or wishing you could be with family that live in another part of the country, or are going through some other hardship with health or loss or frustration or hurt, and you're not feeling very much like giving thanks. Well, the Word of God calls us to do it anyway, to choose to be grateful. To choose to think about the ways that God has blessed us. Like that old hymn says, "Count your blessings, name them one by one. See what God has done." And when we work this discipline, we do see that we have plenty of reasons to be grateful. And even if everything that could go wrong on this earth were going wrong in our lives, we would still have a reason to be grateful for who God is and that He offers us eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. Very practical way of doing this that people have recommended to me before is this idea of a gratitude list. That every day when I wake up or every day before I go to bed, get out a journal or, you know, your notes app on your phone and write down 5 things, write down 10 things that you're grateful for. And I bet you can always come up with 5 things or 10 things that you can be grateful for, starting with the phone that you're taking the notes on or the journal or the chair that you're sitting in. But I think we could think of many more reasons and many more ways that God has blessed us, and we can choose to be thankful. And maybe if we still have a hard time finding gratitude, we need to pull out some good worship songs. that again remind us of who God is, that remind us of how he's working in our lives, and let them encourage us. Let them uplift our hearts to praise and to worship. Our God is worthy of it wherever we may find ourselves. And I hope that today finds you full of good food, surrounded by family and friends. And please know that your church family loves you and appreciates you, wishes you a happy Thanksgiving on this Thursday. Let's pray. God, we thank you for an opportunity to reflect, to think about the things that you are doing and have done and will do in our lives. And beyond what you've done, just who you are, that you are abounding in steadfast love, that you are faithful to all generations, God, that you are true and just and beautiful and powerful. You are a good, good Father. So, Lord, help us to practice the discipline, like Colossians 3 tells us to do, of choosing to be grateful, of remembering who you are and what you've done. Do this for your glory and our good. We ask it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.